3273. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Dr. Stan here with the American Freedom Network, and basically as we look and see what's going on in the world today, so many things don't make sense. We see that things taking place in the Near East, the Middle East. We recognize the fact that our government is installing members of the Muslim Brotherhood into key positions in all of the countries that we're toppling. And then, of course, we notice that the Muslim Brotherhood is violently anti-American, anti-Christian. So why are we installing people who hate America in those countries over there? Why, very simply, because we created the Muslim Brotherhood back in 1928, at least the British did, covered in a book called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. And after the Second World War, why the United States took control of the Muslim Brotherhood. We've created the best enemy money could buy, so we can have a war, just like we financed the Nazis. So we're financing the Muslim Brotherhood, we're financing Al-Qaeda, so we can justify keeping our troops over in Afghanistan. And if you doubt that, go to your search engine and type in ISI funds Al-Qaeda, and because ISI is Pakistani intelligence, you'll find that's true. Then type in CIA funds ISI, and you'll find the CIA's funding, the ISI that's funding Al-Qaeda, that requires us to keep all of our men over in Afghanistan being systematically incapacitated and killed. Well, with that as a background, let's get to Doug Woodward, who's our special guest this morning, who's written a number of books on various aspects of what's going on today, has done a tremendous job, and of course, we'll be talking about his book, Power Quest, Part 1, Part 2. These are actually two separate books. And we've talked certainly with him on other programs about Power Quest 2, but I'm going to let him pick up the story because it is a fascinating book and really begins to get into the spiritual aspect of what's getting on today and the supernatural forces at work within our society. Because if you're looking for logic in any of the things going on, politically or geopolitically, none of it makes sense unless you understand there is a supernatural world and there's supernatural forces that work within our society directing the course of American foreign and domestic policy. Doug, you pick up the story and run with it.
Great. Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's always great to be with you. Yes, The two books that I've written most recently in the last year, Power Quest, Book 1 and Book 2, deal really with, the first one deals primarily with what we might say or that is the most popular or sort of standard religion of America, which really traces itself all the way back to the very beginning of the country, from the time of Jamestown being settled in Virginia to the time the Puritans came first begin to settle in Plymouth. It really has to do with sort of two competing religious views. one being a traditional evangelical, puritanical kind of viewpoint, the other being one that's dominated very much by utopianism, Freemasonry, and so forth. And the two have kind of like wheat and tares grown together throughout our history. And so in book one, I tend to talk through the various religious and spiritual implications that dominated America. In book two, which we'll spend time focusing on today, I talk much more about the history of how these various forces, particularly the occult views of the Nazis, began to infest and infiltrate our country after World War II, with the invitation through Project Paperclip of hundreds of scientists, ultimately thousands, that came into the Americas, particularly into the United States, and on the surface, primarily for their technology and the skill that they possessed in rocket science, in mental telepathy, and some of the paranormal skills, in military intelligence, in weapons technology, how these things began to influence and infect the what Eisenhower called the military-industrial complex, and were very influential in sort of changing the temperament of America beginning in the late 1950s and very much in the 1960s, tending to coincide, of course, with the assassination of President Kennedy, pretty much fulfilling what Eisenhower warned about in terms of beware of the military-industrial complex. And so the story really picks up from that point and talks about the technologies that have influenced America, as well as citing a number of other authorities. A friend of the program's, John Loftus, his book, America's Nazi Secret, talking about how the State Department, Department of Justice, the New York Times, various facilities and institutions within America really facilitated and helped bring these individuals into the country illegally, against the wishes of the President Truman, against his orders, and yet did so primarily to fight the fight against the Soviets and against Marxism, and so that's really where the story begins.
And of course, most people do not know about Operation Paperclip. I mean, the media being controlled has suppressed the information on Operation Paperclip. Fortunately, we have the internet. You go up and look up Operation Paperclip, or we have a wonderful four tape set on Operation Paperclip covering my interviews on that subject. There is a book written by that name, very expensive, very hard to get. Why? Because it's suppressed by the establishment. The last thing they want you to know is that we brought all these Nazis to America to work to create new diseases, many of which plague the American people today, to work on mind control, which of course is being applied to the public today, and of course to establish our rocket concepts and rocket programs. And of course there's strong occult forces behind NASA today as we send vehicles to the moon. Why are we sending vehicles to the moon? Why are we sending vehicles to Mars? Why are we sending vehicles to Jupiter? Powerful occult forces behind all of this. And then, of course, the rat line that brought tens of thousands of Nazi war criminals to South America, where they were protected by our Central Intelligence Agency and allowed to live out their lives certainly in wealth and pleasure. Go right ahead.
Yes, it's it is a expansive story, and it is, again, as you said, Dr. Stan, not a story that is publicly talked about. It's publicly published. It's just not.
Hold that thought, Doug. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Mm-hmm. Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes. Beta-carotene, alpha-carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next BioSuperfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
Dr. Stan Monteith will be the keynote speaker for the Good Neighbor Forum on September 15th from 7:45 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, 500 Fairgrounds Drive, Castle Rock, Colorado, 80104. Registration is $18 for the individual and $35 for couples. Other speakers will focus on Obamacare, climate change, military's partnership with the Natural Conservative, and Army Corps of Engineers to take over Pinyon Canyon. For more information, call John at 970-215-3273. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, with us this morning is Doug Woodward. We're talking about his book, Power Quest, and we have there two books, Power Quest 1, Power Quest 2, Fascinating Information, which will help you to understand not only what is going on geopolitically, but what is going on spiritually, and the powerful spiritual forces behind the various political movements in our country and throughout the world. Doug, go right ahead.
Great. Well, today we had talked to Dr. Stan about covering some information associated with one slice of the technology and the technologists that influenced America just before, during, and after World War II, and that really has to do with what we might call the space race. A fascinating statement was actually made by General Douglas MacArthur to the West Point cadets in 1962, and it's a startling statement. You have to think, well, what is he talking about? He said to the cadets, he said, "We deal now not with things of this world alone, but with the illimitable distances and as yet unfathomed mysteries of the universe, of ultimate conflict between a united human race and the sinister forces of some other planetary galaxy, of such dreams and fantasies as to make life the most exciting of all times." So it's as if he was predicting that the next war might be a war in the cosmos. And it's an incredible statement that he made. And he was not alone. At the same time, you had statements being made from other rocket scientists, primarily Hermann Oberth, who had been, again, another scientist brought from the rocket facility Peenemünde, Hitler's facility in northern Germany near the Baltic Sea. And you had Arthur Rudolph, you had Wernher von Braun, and all of these individuals came to America fresh from their experiences building the V-1, the V-2, and then other programs that didn't quite see the light of day. And these individuals became, of course, the key principals in NASA. The story, though, actually picks up with an American named Jack Parsons, who lived in Pasadena, who he and a colleague, a former German who immigrated to this country in the 1930s, Dr. Theodore von Karman. Together, Parsons and von Karman formed what we know today as the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, the JPL, in Pasadena, California. Really never had anything to do with jets. It had to do with rockets. the concept of rockets at the time had been sort of sullied by the fantasy of Flash Gordon. So the discussion was on was really on rockets, but they sort of picked a different name to kind of hide that. Parsons and von Karman were very friendly with the German rocket scientist at that time, Nazi Willy Ley. But they began to study rockets and began to develop what became a safe form of rocket fuel, solid rocket fuel, based upon the combination of asphalt and potassium perchlorate. And it turns out this used to be what was known as Greek fire, which is interesting because it also has an occult background. But anyway, Parsons was not only a rocket scientist, he was a mystic. He was mentored by the famous magician Aleister Crowley, who was a founder along with Samuel Mather at the turn of the 20th century, the Ordo Templi Orientis, the OTO. And Parsons went on to become the head of the Pasadena chapter, became a black magician. And he plays a very central role in not only in developing rocket fuel, but he plays a very central role in the whole story of the intersection of the occult and rocket scientists. In fact, I have a blog on my website. People can go to DougWoodward.com. It's also known as Faith Happens, and see a blog on the rocket scientists and so forth. Parsons was actually he had a clique of individuals that came to his house that were science fiction writers, including Ray Bradbury, L. Ron Hubbard, who later became an accomplice of sorts. And these science fiction writers together were all dreaming up new ways that rockets and the whole issue of space travel could influence the future of the world. But nevertheless, Parsons began to perform black magic. And in 1946, he and his associates performed a sexually magical ritual, actually in the Mojave Desert, known as the Babylon Working, in which they were attempting to conjure up the so-called Whore of Babylon, the consort of the Antichrist. And this sounds crazy, but it was so significant that it later influenced the whole study of what happened at Roswell in 1947, and eventually a group formed out of the CIA, known as the Collins Elite, that began to investigate and study what Parsons had done, and began to actually came to the conclusion that what was discovered in Roswell on the Foster Ranch in 1947 wasn't necessarily a downed flying saucer, but it was a series of artifacts, perhaps conjured through the opening the door, the portal by Parsons, to leave artifacts in the desert, almost like a Trojan horse, to cause people to believe that materials had crashed there, but these were more like a plant, evidence, if you will, that someone from deep space had actually left or crashed a spaceship there. So this is just the beginning of the Jack Parsons story. I go into it in considerable depth in the book, and eventually talk about L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of Scientology, that he was, in fact, a Navy spy sent in to keep an eye on von Karman and Jack Parsons because of their antics. And himself, of course, he became a famous science fiction writer, invented Scientology. The color of the story gets very intense. He ran off with Parsons' wife, Helen Northrop, famous family, the Northrop family in aeronautics, and it just goes on from there. So it's a tremendously interesting beginning to the space program, but this is only one of many aspects of the occult background in the U.S. space program, and it does lead one back to that very basic question you asked, Dr. Stan. What is it that was driving all of these scientists to poke around and then to ultimately spend billions of dollars traveling to the moon and wanting to travel to Mars?
And nobody ever asked these questions. I mean, why is it so important we go there? Well, because There are powerful occult influences behind this. There are powerful occult influences working at every aspect of our government and society today. And most people are totally unaware of this. But, of course, there really is a supernatural element. There is another dimension. People tap into it all the time with Ouija boards and with fortune tellers and with mediums. And they're real. I mean, you read the book of Deuteronomy, the Lord tells us to avoid the mediums and the fortune tellers and the diviners. But, of course, today we just take it as a matter of fact. And yet, of course, what we've done is created a situation where there are literally millions of Americans who are onto the medical physical plane. And you will not find one major city in America that doesn't have a metaphysical bookstore. And that's one of the busiest bookstores there, is Americans from every walk of life delve into the supernatural, tapping into the other dimension. But go right ahead.
Yes, the next topic that we might spend a few minutes on is just talking about sort of the ritual nature of what Parsons and Von Karman and the rest of the folks associated with Parsons at JPL, they began to do key things on dates that were very important in the occult. They first launched their first rocket on Halloween in 1936, 10 years before they performed the Babylon working ritual. They also, another key incident was launching the first American satellite, Explorer 1, on Candlemas, which is also known in the occult as oil milk, occult holiday on January 31st, 1958. And a number of scholars that have studied the occult, studied Parsons and so forth, point out that there seems to be a ritual nature to what is going on in the space program. This is probably taken up in the most detail by two authors, Richard Hoagland, former, he is himself a scientist, was a consultant to CBS News, sat with Walter Cronkite, during the Apollo space launches and so forth. And then a guy named Mike Barra, who's his co-author. They wrote a book in 2007 and updated it in 2009 called Dark Mission. And in that, they talk about the ritual, what they call the ritual alignment model that NASA followed. They talk about the competition between the mythologies of the then current leadership, which were dominated heavily by Freemasons, and then eventually were overtaken by the Nazis. And so I deal with, to a great extent, the aspects of these rituals, where the number, for instance, 33 becomes a very important factor. It's curious. It's, of course, the 33 degree Freemason is the highest level in the Scottish Rite. It has a mystical value. It's associated with the Kundalini that the Hindus talk about, the fact that there are 33 vertebrae in the human spine, and this is a source of spiritual wisdom and so forth. The number 33 is associated with Jesus Christ in biblical numerology. And so you see a number of numbers, 33, you see the number 19.5 or 19.47. You see a lot of numerology at play in what NASA was doing. And Hoagland documents how many of the launches, the landings, that the stars had to be in alignment, literally in alignment in certain places, so that the rituals could be fulfilled. And these rituals really harken back to Egypt, to Isis and Osiris, to the constellation Orion, which really was another name for Osiris. We also think of Osiris as Apollo. In the ancient world, he was also known as Nimrod. And, of course, Nimrod has a huge part to play in the Tower of Babel and so forth. So there's this consistent theme of sort of a pagan religion that's brought into what NASA was doing during the 60s and the 70s. And you see that these things were important to Wernher von Braun. They were important to the various Nazis that were players in this story. And so one can speculate that the occult religion that they had absorbed in Germany during the 1920s and 30s, just as Nazism was beginning to come to the forefront, that this cosmology, this very dark occult cosmology, was very much at the base of their motivations. Ultimately, Dr. Stan, the argument is that they are searching for signs and evidences of life elsewhere than on Earth, that the real interest in what we're talking about, the Mars rover today that's landed on Mars and is out there roving around, actually have a personal family member involved in that. He's more or less the project manager. It's my brother's son-in-law that's actually the project manager for that activity, so he's quite the hero at the moment. But the investigation is to attempt to find artifacts of evidence that humans or intelligent life has at one time lived on Mars and or lived on the moon. And so much of Hoagland's book and that whole story is wrapped up into this attempt to demonstrate that there has been at some time in the past intelligent life and searching for these artifacts.
Yes, but is it intelligent life or is it supernatural forces? And that, of course, is the big question.
And that is the big question, yes.
They want us to focus our attention on the fact that there is life on other planets without, of course, totally ignoring the fact that there is another dimension here on Earth and there are forces which have actually come from that other dimension that are influencing unfolding events today. We'll be back in a moment with our special guest, Douglas Woodward.
Choice City Electric in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message from Choice City Electric in Fort Collins, 132 Commerce Drive. Serving the community for 28 years. Stop in or call 970-493-4077. Visit us online at choicecityelectric.net. Messiah's Mansion invites you to take a sacred walk through history, where tours of a full-scale model of the ancient Hebrew tabernacle will be on display to the public. Travel back 3,000 years with Moses and the Israelites, learning more about the history of the 2 million people that built the wilderness temple for their God. Experience firsthand what the tabernacle was like and better understand the significance of the tabernacle to the Hebrews described in the Old Testament. Much like the story in Exodus of the traveling Hebrew sanctuary, this full-scale model travels the U.S. coast to coast nearly a dozen times a year. Don't miss your chance to see it when it takes an exclusive stop in Loveland. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. For more information and scheduled exhibits, call 970-481-4266 or visit www.coloradosanctuary.com. Tours run daily from September 8th through September the 16th. Messiah's Mansion is located just north of Johnson's Corners, exit 254 East Frontage Road off of I-25. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com. www.thegreatmeat.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, that's American Morning. Doug, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry? And we actually carry your books, Power Quest 1 and Power Quest 2, and I think we're carrying your other book. Well, anyway, tell people how to get in touch with your ministry.
Sure. Yes, I have a website called faithhappens.com with a hyphen. However, to make it simple, you can just type in at your browser address line, DougWoodward.com, DougWoodward.com, DougWoodward, and that'll take you right to it, and you'll see the books are talked about. I leave a few excerpts of the books for you to read, and you can just order them there. They'll go directly to Amazon, and it'll do the fulfillment from Amazon, and so that'd be the best way to get a hold of me. And also, of course, you, as Dr. Stan said, you can order the books directly from him.
Okay, we think that Power Quest 1, Power Quest 2, excellent sources of information on things that most people have no idea. Most people don't understand that Jack Parsons, our whole space program, is based in the occult. Why in heaven's name was it so important to go to the moon, to go to Mars, to go to Jupiter? And because it's all part of this world occult movement, looking for the forces from outer space, these other and these beings from the other dimension. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you common people to understand that there is another dimension. There are people who've been able to transmit or go from one dimension to another, usually from the other dimension into this one. But there are many people who are always trying to, of course, pierce that other dimension, because that's where the power is. And believe me, if you give yourself to the dark side, you may accumulate great wealth and great power and prominence in this world. But, of course, in the next world, where you're going to have to face God's judgment. Because behind everything going on today is not only the forces of evil, but the forces of our Lord as well. And there's a battle being fought in the other dimension for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Doug, go right ahead.
Yes, I think it's important to clarify that, just as you are doing, Dr. Stan, that while the scientists, while the leaders in these institutions, many of them may believe that there are these extraterrestrial forces, extraterrestrial beings, perhaps far out in space, there are others, even within the government, that believe that it is demonic deception. For instance, Nick Redfern, who has studied the UFO phenomenon for many years, don't know whether Nick is, in fact, a Christian or not, but he's, as the Lord said, close to the kingdom. He's seems to be getting closer all the time. There's a particular group that he talks about in one of his more recent books called Final Events. It's a group called the Collins Elite, and it's kind of a funny source where they get the name from, but I won't go into it other than just to say this is a group of individuals, both the military and civilian intelligence, that were funded off budget by the CIA and have been in existence for really about four decades. They were formed not long after the so-called Washington Flap in 1952 and were put in place to investigate the UFO phenomenon, and it's Nick Redfern's belief that this group actually does believe that these are not extraterrestrials at all, that these are in fact demonic spirits, and this again is a secular group within the government, but it's been heavily influenced by individuals that have a biblical cosmology, a biblical reference point. And this group has studied Parsons. They believe that the Roswell event was in fact an occult. It was a result of the occult ritual that Parsons engineered basically in the desert in 1946. And he opened a portal that has influenced us ever since. There's a great deal of information about this, which I go into and which others have as well. Peter Lavenda, as well as Nick Redfern, Jim Mars, a number of authors that have written on this subject. So, what I, you know, back to one of your basic questions, Dr. Stan, which is just what's driving this? I really think it's a question of origins. It's the question of destiny. It's the rejection by the intellectuals, the technologists that have this uncanny sense of technology. They mix technology and the occult almost as if it were an expected sort of brew. And it's to us, it's sort of non-intuitive that you would mix technology and the occult, because one seems highly enlightened, the other seems highly unenlightened. And yet that's just not the way it has always been in the real world. Highly intelligent people are fascinated by the occult. And it appears that they're searching for origins. They've rejected the God of the Bible. They're trying to understand where we came from. And whether we're talking about Eric Van Dyneken, Chariots of the Gods, the History Channels, alien astronauts, ancient alien astronaut theory, and so forth, you're dealing with the same thing, which is to try to find a god of sorts to take the place of the God of the Bible. And so these scientists have posited an extraterrestrial force as the source of humanity, that they've nurtured us, they've been involved in our evolution. This is the story that Zakaria Sitchin talks about, as he traces the stories built into the Sumerian clay tablets that he translated. And it is the becoming the dominating sort of undercurrent religion of our times. I would argue, Dr. Stan, that the Bible talks in the last days about the lie, the single world religion. To my mind, this is probably it. It's this religion and belief that there isn't a biblical God. There are these forces from outer space that they are guiding life. We saw this essentially in the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey, and in the movies that have followed, and books from Arthur C. Clarke that have followed from that. So there is this connection. I could even quote a quote from Adolf Hitler from a book published after his death called Hitler's Table Talk, 1953, in which Hitler states, "When understanding of the universe has become widespread, when the majority of men know that the stars are not sources of light, but worlds, perhaps inhabited worlds like ours, then the Christian doctrine will be convicted of absurdity." And so you see that Hitler and von Braun and much of the rocket science, it had an ulterior motive. It was not just about exploring space for the sake of satisfying our curiosity. It was to prove a point. It was to find sources of life or evidence of life elsewhere that would, in their mind, prove that man, that humankind, is not at the center of the cosmos, and that that God of the Bible is in fact a falsehood. And so this issue of origins, the issue of destiny, it's very much at the center of what's been motivating the space program really since its inception.
And, of course, it should be very obvious to any thinking person that there is a conspiracy against God to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and leave our children believing nothing, and after they believe nothing, then to take them into the occult. We'll be right back.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Hear the shofar blasts? Come and join the Beth Messiah congregation as they celebrate Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, Yom Teruah, Monday, September the 17th at 5 p.m. at E.V. Rains Park in North Glen in the Blue Spruce and Ponderosa Pavilions. Special speaker will be Dr. Lance Thomas. Praise and worship music with the Mendez family. Bring a delicious food dish to share. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. See you September the 17th. Respect and care for our seniors should be a prime concern for everyone in our community. Shouldn't matter what season it is. Keep an extra eye open for our seniors and check on them regularly, making sure they have what they need. Help with chores, visit a hospital or nursing home. Keep hope alive by letting them know someone cares. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority on the air, wishing everyone a great fall season. Tri Property Management reminds listeners child abuse is an everyday occurrence in America. Be vigilant, and if you suspect a child is being abused, don't be afraid to pick up the phone and report what you know. The only hope some of these children have is that an adult community around them recognizes they need help. So if you know someone who needs help, report it today. This message has been from Tri Property Management in Greeley, where they're doing their part in the fight against child abuse.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at American Freedom Network, I guess at this point, Doug Woodward, and we're talking about his book, Power Quest 1 and Power Quest 2. You'll find them fascinating reading because, of course, they get into what this is really all about. There's a conspiracy against God today. Here in America, they've taken God, prayer, the Ten Commandments out of our schools. Christianity is constantly attacked. Certainly, belief in the God of the Bible and the validity of the Bible is under attack constantly. Why? Well, they want to destroy the belief of our children and raise a generation that doesn't believe in the God of the Bible, but people have to believe in something. And, of course, you take away the belief in the God of the Bible, you leave them as atheists, but they don't stay atheists. They're looking for some sort of supernatural power. And there then is the third step. From Christianity to atheism, and then embracing the occult. And that is why, of course, the metaphysical bookstores across America are so crowded, why more and more people are embracing spirituality, but the spirituality they're embracing is not the spirituality of the Christian gospel. It is the spirituality, they tap into that, and there is supernatural power there. There is wealth, there's success, but at a terrible, terrible price. Go right ahead, Doug.
Yes, one of the subjects that that we also talk about in the book is the use of the sort of paranormal ability, what we would call channeling, but is also known as remote viewing in the military. This was a capability of you know, human beings exercising some sort of power source that could exist within them. It could be, in fact, however, connected with powers that are enabled by spiritual forces. There was a lot of study done in the 1950s and in the 60s and in the 70s at the Stanford Research Institute, SRI. So many of these programs and plans were conducted there researching the whole issue of the paranormal. Eventually, the military intelligence formed a group in Edgewood, Maryland, that was instrumental in weaponizing, if you will, remote viewing and using it as a weapon of war. There are many, many aspects to this, and I go into them in considerable depth in Book 2 of Power Quest. What's relevant here was the fact that remote viewing was being used not only to spy out individuals and situations on Earth during the Cold War, but it was actually also being used by those individuals doing remote viewing to sort of be metaphysical astronauts, if you will, to explore other bodies within the solar system using, in effect, remote viewing, sometimes using what's called out-of-body experiences to be able to teleport one's consciousness from one location to another, and to do so in effect metaphysically. And this is a an area of study of an individual named Andrija Puharich. Puharich, very keen in at the center of this whole area. He was probably most famous for discovering a fellow named Uri Geller. And Geller was, of course, a famous psychic that would come on television and bend spoons by the power of his mind. And Puharich introduced Geller to America. He was studied at SRI. And he was, both of them were very wrapped up in the issue of contact with extraterrestrials. There's a whole sort of sub-story talked about of the nine and a fascinating number of people that got involved into this cult of the nine that Puharich was very much at the beginning forming. But the cult of the nine has continued to influence a number of books. A book called The Only Planet of Choice. A foreword is written by a gentleman named James Hertak, who's been very famous in these occult studies and in Egyptology, the study of the pyramids and the meaning of the pyramids. He's been involved in writing a number of books. Turns out he was the early on assistant to Puharich. And another one of Hertak's famous accomplishments was envisioning the famous space on Mars a couple of years before Viking 1 actually discovered it, known as Cydonia. Hertak had predicted that it would be found in 1973, and it was found in 1975 and verified by photographs. Now, lots of controversy as to whether or not this really is a face or just a trick of light and shadows, but it has spurred those like Richard Hoagland and others to contemplate whether or not this was an ancient relic, an artifact, indicating that at one time Mars was inhabited. There are a slew of theories, and one can spend hours out on YouTube looking at various presentations by individuals talking about the evidence that life on Mars may in fact have been seeded by a civilization from Earth tens of thousands of years ago, prior to some type of cataclysm that occurred on the Earth that caused us to, in effect, go back into sort of the Stone Age, and civilization had to be recreated. So there are really there are dozens of books that go into this whole story. But coming back to our story, what's interesting is that these ideas, as mythological as they may seem, were very influential. The whole issue of Atlantis, the idea that Atlantis was destroyed about 10,000 BC, the whole issue of the meaning of the pyramids, the age of the Sphinx, all of this is connected. I talk about that in my book, and I'm not alone in this. I'm not the only individual that talks about this. These mythologies are connected, and you see them in the symbols used by NASA. Some of the points that Hoagland points out that are pretty fascinating, we talked earlier about the number 33. It was interesting that Wernher von Braun, he first conducted his V2 tests in America when they were transforming the V2 basically into the Atlas rocket, if I'm not mistaken. They had a launch complex at White Sands, and it was launch complex 33, not because they had 33 launch complexes, but that's just the number they picked for it. Likewise, at Kennedy Space Center, Cape Canaveral, there was a landing strip. There was one landing strip, but it was runway 33.
Rather so time, Doug. So we'll get you back again real soon. Thanks so much for being with me. Bye-bye.
Years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Dr. Stan Monteith will be the keynote speaker for the Good Neighbor Forum on September 15th from 7:45 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, 500 Fairgrounds Drive, Castle Rock, Colorado, 80104. Registration is $18 for the individual and $35 for couples. Other speakers will focus on Obamacare, climate change, military's partnership with the Natural Conservative, and Army Corps of Engineers to take over Pinyon Canyon. For more information, call John at 970-215-3273.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there are all sorts of forces in the world, but behind all of them are powerful occult forces. I mean, have you ever wondered why it was that suddenly Mikhail Gorbachev, who was a multiple murderer responsible for the Afghan War, the death of a million people, and after he was deposed from his position in Russia, Mikhail Gorbachev was allowed to come to America and take out offices at the Presidio in San Francisco. I mean, you and I couldn't get offices there on this government military reserve, but Gorbachev could, and then he puts on his State of the World Forum meetings, and all the leaders of America, I'm talking about George Shultz, Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller, and all of the people from the CFR and Trilateral attend Gorbachev's State of the World meetings. Why would this be? Because Gorbachev is deeply involved in the occult. And we actually have a book on that subject. It's in our special session. It's written by a man deeply involved in the occult himself, going into the occult background of Gorbachev. And but, of course, you're never going to hear about this sort of thing. We're supposed to look at the things as if they're, oh, well, everything is just pretty straightforward. No, ladies and gentlemen, there are powerful occult forces out there, and you need to get some of the books we have in our occult section, books like The Secret Destiny of America, Lectures on Ancient Philosophy, both written by Manly P. Hall, who is a Luciferian. But he gives you insight into what's really going on throughout the world. And then Wayne Peterson's book, Amazing People, Amazing Times, Amazing People, I think is the title of it, was written by Wayne Peterson, goes into the background of Gorbachev and his occult background. These are things you're never going to hear talked about because you're not supposed to know. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the material we have. And we have, of course, many of my newsletters put into little booklets that are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're out there and you're in a position to help maintain our network of radio stations across America, why, we'd love to hear from you. We'd have you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. I'm excited that a week from today I'll be flying to Colorado to give my talk on Saturday, and we'll be there all day at the, wherever this is, some sort of a fair center, fairgrounds. I don't know. I was simply asked to come back, and I'm looking forward to meeting many of our listeners. And that is a week from tomorrow, I think, is when the program is going to be. But it's certainly advertised here on the American Freedom Network, and we're flattered that we've been asked to come. Well, we hope course, that you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, if you'd like one of our catalogs. We'll be glad to send it to you, or you certainly you can look and see all the things we have. They're listed, the books, the videos, the tape sets, the DVDs. You can go to our website and watch many of our DVDs for nothing, listen to our programs for nothing, read our newsletters for nothing, copy them, get them out. Get people to understand that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces, for we are truly involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're coming down to a climax. I don't know how soon it is, but amazing things are happening. Gold was up $26 an ounce this morning. Silver up $1 an ounce. We're on the verge of a major cataclysmic event. Until tomorrow at the same time, until Monday at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega 3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money. Save